dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Classic Rock 95.7 WAOR. That was all of us singing in the background there, by the way.
Yeah, we are awesome.
We are really, really good.
Couldn't quite get that high note, though.
This, I can't imagine that.
Hard to believe you'd have trouble with the high note.
It's a home stretch of 95.7 WAOR. We've got about 6 minutes to wrap things up here, guys. So I'll go. Ray, where are you going?
I was wondering off.
I just wanted final thoughts, what you have to say, and anything you wanted to leave on.
Well, I had written something down, but I won't bother with that because Tommy wrote something down, and I don't want to...
And it went poorly.
You know, horrible, horrible. Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't want to go out on a sad note, but I do want to thank everybody here in this room. Mike Reggs gave me a chance, a second chance at radio when I didn't think that I wanted a second chance.
I'm still waiting for you to grasp it, too.
Maybe someday, but yes, you brought me in here to a station that has been a part of me for 30 years now, and you know, I've done what I could for the last 2 years, and it hasn't always been easy, but I appreciate you bringing me in, even though you never liked my fan page on Facebook, or never
over 200.
Ever learned my name, but you know, that's all right.
Ray Wagner, right?
Yeah, something like that. Pete, I mean, you supported me before I even worked here. Years ago, I was trying to get in. I couldn't get a hold of Rags for some odd reason. So I sent Pete my demo. I said, "Hey, Pete, can you pass this on to Rags?" Not only did he do that, he edited it and just made it so much better.
He edited your demo?
He did.
Sorry.
And he's like,
"That's the OCD
he's like,
in me.
You know, you should use this one." And I'm like, "Okay." And it actually did get me a couple jobs. And Pete,
I've never heard of.
I know.
You send your demo into a radio station. They edit it. Well,
I took it as being nice, but yes. And then after I did start here, Pete, you were my number one supporter, man. You always looked out for me, and I appreciate that.
He spell checked his resume too.
And Craig, what can I say about Craig?
Oh, it ain't gonna be nice.
Oh no, it is nice.
Every Saturday, Ray had to print stuff out for me and everything. He's like, "Here's this guy again. Gosh, can he do his own show?"
Let me guess, you need a pen too. Need
yes,
some paper?
You know, it's been fun, Craig. It's been a lot of fun. You're a great guy. You've been a big part of this place for a long time, and I wish you and Regs nothing but the best starting tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks,
Ray. And Tommy. You know, I can't say enough about you.
I know.
And I will put this this 20 in my pocket, but you know, everything I need to say about Tommy, I can say to him personally, but there's none better than Tommy Lee.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Well, Ray took up our 6 minutes. Now see you later, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah,
thanks for coming out.
Craig, real quick, we've got about 3 minutes or so.
So many great people that have passed through this radio station, without a doubt. The guys in this room, I'm not going to name them all because you already know who they are. They've each helped us, helped me become a better radio guy. And also, it was all about the listeners. Yeah. WAOR has
God
always
bless them
been
all. That's right.
All about the listeners.
That's right. That's right. Tommy, you said your goodbye the other day.
I just want to add the word booger.
Booger! I'll let Pete wrap things up here because he's gonna say something to get us going.
I won't be able to see that.
Wait, that's all right. I'll cue you.
It'll be like real broadcasting for once.
I just want to thank, like Craig, reiterate the listeners, man. It was what it was all about. There was nothing better about this job than going out and doing a live remote, doing all the gungalagungas, all the Halloween howls, and just the hugs, the high fives, the thank yous. So many people saying thank you. And it's just, it means so much to me. And I only hope it can carry on, like Ray said, and you join us tomorrow morning with me and Craig talking sports. And remember, WAOR.com, commercial free, stream, download the apps, either phone, iPhone, Android, we're going to be there. We're going to play some deep cuts too. So if you can, check us out at WAOR.com. But mostly just thank you all the great listeners here. You've been fantastic to work with, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the family that Mishawaka has brought to me and South Bend. All right, Pete, you got about a minute and 40 seconds. What would you like to say?
Minute 40. Wow. How do you put that all into 35 years, you know? And so much part of my radio career. you know, quite a few years of it here in this room and up north in Niles. And it really is all about the listeners and these guys in these in this room right here that I worked with for so many years, and the people that are listening right now that let me be a part of their day each and every day. It was a lot of fun doing a lot of contests, giving away a lot of stuff, you know, getting you out and about in the community, giving you gift cards to restaurants and going out to see the Cove, giving away free beer.
Remember that?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was good.
Getting to drive a Prowler, that was pretty cool.
And getting a mini Prowler, too. We had the little cars, too.
Mini Prowlers that we gave away, those. Hanging out at the Cavalcade of Wheels. And
now, you know how we want you to wrap up 35 years, right? You know what we want you to say, right?
Well, I'm just... You tell me when, and I'm ready.
Tommy, it's been a pleasure. You're a good friend, and it doesn't end today.
No.
Craig, look forward to tomorrow more than anything else. And Pete, a true professional... The great reason I came to work was to work with you every day, and you guys have just been fantastic. I want to thank you for that.
Best wishes to you guys.
Best wishes for everyone. All right, Pete, we've got about 10 seconds. Can you drag it out for 10 seconds? Can you do that? Go.
You bet. This is Classic Rock 95.7 WAOR. We'll rock you later.
What does it take to be Michiana's sports authority?
Santana into the windup.
It's simple.
He swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it.
All sports, all the time.
Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
Michiana's sports authority, 95.7 The Fan.
Dario Franco.